To make the thing still more real, I give you the example of a Mr. Nekrosov, who traveled in the United States and in Italy, and went home and wrote what he saw. He was castigated for, I quote the castigator, a 50-50 approach for bourgeois objectivism. Is this a scientific country? Where did we ever get the idea that the Russians were, in some sense, scientific? Because in the early days of their revolution they had different ideas than they have now? But it is not scientific to not adopt a 50-50 approach, that is, to not understand what there is in the world in order to modify things, that is, to be blind in order to maintain ignorance. I cannot help going on with this criticism of Mr. Nekrosov, and to tell you more about it. It was made by a man whose name is Podgovny, who was the first secretary of the Ukrainian Communist Party. He said, "You told us here." He was at a meeting at which the other man had just spoken. But nobody knows what he said, because it wasn't published. But the criticism was published. "You told us here you would only write the truth, the great truth, the real truth, for which you fought in the trenches of Stalingrad. That would be fine. We all advise you to write that way. I hope he does. Your speech and the ideas you continue to support smack of petty bourgeois anarchy. This the party and people cannot and will not tolerate. You, Comrade Nekrosov, had better think this over very seriously." How can the poor man think it over seriously? How can anyone think seriously about being a petty bourgeois anarchist? Can you picture an old anarchist who is a bourgeois also? And at the same time petty? The whole thing is absurd. Therefore, I hope that we can all maintain laughter and ridicule for the people like Mr. Podgovny, and at the same time try to communicate in some way to Mr. Nekrosov that we admire and respect his courage, because we are here only at the very beginning of time for the human race. There are thousands of years in the past, and there is an unknown amount of time in the future. There are all kinds of opportunities, and there are all kinds of dangers. Man has been stopped before by stopping his ideas. Man has been jammed for long periods of time. We will not tolerate this. I hope for freedom for future generations, freedom to doubt, to develop, to continue the adventure of finding out new ways of doing things, of solving problems. Why do we grapple with problems? We are only in the beginning. We have plenty of time to solve the problems. The only way that we will make a mistake is that in the impetuous youth of humanity, we will decide we know the answer. This is it. No one else can think of anything else. And we will jam. We will confine man to the limited imagination of today's human beings. We are not so smart. We are dumb. We are ignorant. We must maintain an open channel. I believe in limited government. I believe that government should be limited in many ways. And what I am going to emphasize is only an intellectual thing. I don't want to talk about everything at the same time. Let's take a small piece, an intellectual thing. No government has the right to decide on the truth of scientific principles, nor to prescribe in any way the character of the questions investigated. Neither may a government determine the aesthetic value of artistic creations, nor limit the forms of literary or artistic expression. Nor should it pronounce on the validity of economic, historic, religious, or philosophical doctrines. Instead, it has a duty to its citizens to maintain the freedom, to let those citizens contribute to the further adventure and the development of the human race. Thank you. This book is continued on Disc 2.